from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Hey, hey, the Learn, Develop, Live podcast is back. My name is Chris Jags, host of the LDL Adventure. Good day. On the episode today, I'm going to wipe some virtual dust off an old blog from the website, learndeveloplive.com, as the subject is still relevant to the world and so many other people out there, maybe even you. Ooh. But before we get to it, have you booked your 30-minute free call with me? Head over to ldl.com, book your slot on the calendar, and I'll call you. I'll call you on the phone and we can talk about how the Learn, Develop, Live method can help you. Let's draw out the pain, develop yourself a brand new habit. Live your life on a higher level. You deserve it after all, don't you? Come on over to ldlcall.com, book your slot, and if there's just not a suitable time, let me know and let's sort something out and let's talk. Right, back to the episode and onto that freshly dusted off blog. A few years ago, I rediscovered my chill time with the Xbox. I used to be a hardcore gamer when I was younger. Sega Mega Drive. The much flawed Sega Saturn. Sega Dreamcast. I was definitely a Sega fan, wasn't I? Before the PlayStation 1, PS2, Xbox 360. A little bit of gaming history right there. Now, I'm not a competitive gamer. Never have been. Play for fun. Don't scream and throw the controller at the TV if I concede that 90th minute goal in FIFA. When you're an Arsenal fan, you're used to constant disappointments. So if Arsenal can't win the Champions League on FIFA, where else are they going to do it? Anyway, I know throwing things at the TV, I am definitely sure the TV would not appreciate it. But recently with gaming, it's all about the world of online, isn't it? And when I had that break in gaming, I never really ventured online. Until now. Or in this context, back when I wrote the blog. But being a latecomer and finally playing Grand Theft Auto 5, I thought I'd give it a go. You know, complete story mode and go from there. How hard could it possibly be? The beast that is Grand Theft Auto 5. Released back in September 2013 for some history. And at the time of recording, it's just turned 6 years old. I hope they're jelly and ice cream at the birthday party anyway. As many people know, the Grand Theft Auto train is a money-making machine. Production costs, just over $280 million. Convert that and you've got $265 million. So $110 million of that original figure was actually put into online play, which is where, looking back, it's kind of paid for itself. While the game has a bigger budget than some films, the game took almost, wait for it, $628 million in one day. Again, $800 million if you're in the States. Now, whilst I am not a mathematician, far from it, it's definitely safe to say GTA paid for itself again and again and again. I get the idea. Now, over 110 million copies of this game have been sold, and it's been named now the most profitable piece of entertainment product of all time in the history of everything. Considering the controversy that the GTA series causes, and especially this title in the series, it's funny how well controversy can sell. Think back to the numbers though. Could you imagine if you'd been the one who came up with Grand Theft Auto, if you came up with a series? The original, if anyone remembers it, it was actually a bird's eye view over the game, and the game has definitely developed. It's now into a completely interactive 3D world, and even now in high definition. Ooh, what is going on in this world? But back to you with this. Do you have an idea? You have an idea for a game, a film, a book, business. It doesn't need to be the next big seller, but it just needs to be important to you. If you do have something cooking in the mind of yours and have yet to do anything with it, Why not? I'm sure that for the people that have played GTA, they'll agree the online world is a very, very, very different place compared to the normal game. While story mode does have some mildly, although often questionable, artificial intelligence running in some of those characters, all the online players, real human beings, are all loaded up with some serious hardware, speeding around in some very flash cars. And then at the very beginning, I remember there was just me standing there on a screen looking back at myself. And I was thinking, looking back, you know, I feel for the guy. He really has no idea what's going to happen to him. Now, after taking out a few online players in a few different sessions, eventually, and definitely coming to my own death more often, it clicked to me that I'm not in tune with the online world. I mean, what gave that away? I mean, most of these kids were just sniping me from a distance. I had no idea what was going on. So, outdated and out of tune with the youth of today. Yep, sound old. GTA might be 6 years old now, but the official numbers still show that it has around 60,000 people playing, definitely over the last 2 months. And it was around 97,000 people playing it when they had the last update. This one thought alone, though, it got me thinking about not only how much time do these kids, adults, male, female, wherever you are, were spending playing games, dedicating their hours and days to a game, or games, depending on how many you're playing right now, building an online world that will at some point just live on the memory storage of your Xbox, or your PS4, or your Switch, or whatever you got, and then as you move on to the next game. I'm not saying don't play games ever, I do sometimes as a breakaway, I have to. It's a breakaway from the real world, get to kill some virtual people, etc, etc. Anger management issues, blah, blah, whatever. I don't have any, but don't get any ideas now. I'm just the boy in a big world that likes to play an Xbox. Now, in the early days of Learn, Develop, Live. Learn, Develop, Live. Let's get that one right. My priority was definitely to build the brand. Build the empire. And I admit there were times I would rather have been playing GTA instead, or whatever was in the console at the time. All goes back to that episode one, doesn't it? Procrastination. You know, present you versus future you. Future you wants to build a brand. Present you wants to play the Xbox. Bloody blah. Yes, even I've done it. I admit it. We're friends here though, aren't we? I can say things like this. Now don't sit there thinking that you've never had those moments. We all have. We're human, aren't we? It's natural. It just comes in different forms. So what about all these people that are playing GTA, playing Call of Duty, FIFA? The majority of them are probably school kids. There are a lot of adults that play as well. But what about the adults who could spend all their day playing games? Yes. Now, it's great. Play GTA. Brilliant. Got $5 million in the bank. 3 properties. 1 by the beach. You got an office. 10 cars. Rocket launcher. A flying bike. Helicopter, even a tank. How about your casino apartment? But what about when you leave that online world? When you shut it all down? Or when you move on to the next game? What about if the time you spent playing on the Xbox, your PS4, 5, not out yet, but will be soon, Switch, etc, etc. The time you spent playing that, but instead you are making something of your very, 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 too many varies, but your very own. There was an incredible example of this recently, just this week, or last week when this goes out. Online multiplayer, Fortnite. Yes, you've heard of it, haven't you? Especially if you've got young kids, you must have heard of it. Now, on Monday the 14th of October, earlier this week, or last week, depending, whenever you listen to this, players of Fortnite were greeted. I don't think a lot of people thought they were greeted, but there was a strange big black hole on their screens where they tried to play Fortnite online. Now, Epic Games, the developer, they also deleted all the tweets on the Fortnite Twitter account. Now, for some people, this was literally the end of the world. Doomsday is upon us. No, really, it really was for some of those people. And some of the comments across social media were pure dismay, disbelief, what's going on? My life cannot live. I can't do this anymore. Now, the thing about this was, so many people, kids in particular, had spent so much money on this game, buying character skins, and you know, they changed the appearance of the character. And these cost anything between £6 to £20 each. Yes, that is true. One concerned mother even said her son was heartbroken as they had spent, wait for it, £3,000 on the game. Wow. And suddenly the game was gone. No explanation. Where's it gone? Where is it gone? It's disappeared. Now, after 2 days of no Fortnite for some people, and, you know, I'm sure a few of them had a bit of anxious twitching about them, the game came back, and it came back with a huge update, and basically got taken offline just to have the update implemented, etc., etc. Brand new map for everyone to go blast each other on, and this was the perfect example of when you're so involved in a game, it's so much a part of your life, day-to-day life. Suddenly it's gone. And what do you have left to do with your day? But hold on. I get it. Now, maybe you don't want to launch your own brand. Maybe you don't want to have your own movement. Maybe the podcast has given you a completely different aim and vibe for what you want to aim for. Maybe you want to spend time in ways that make you happy. You could be one of the few rare people that like where they work, love their life, and just want to enhance that happiness factor of yours. And rightly so. I'm very proud of you for even trying. How about switch off the console, switch off your phone, tablet, after you listen to this podcast, obviously. Go back to the time when there was no technology like this. And hey, try this. Go and have a conversation. You could actually have a conversation and speak to a real person face to face. Could you imagine? There's always a favorite quote I see. It's a joke quote on social media. It's like, if you ever want to see your family, switch off the Wi-Fi, because suddenly all the kids appear, all the family appears. So what's wrong with the Wi-Fi? But you know, you get to see each other. Spend time with the right people. Maybe haven't seen some friends or family for a while. Maybe you should go and, you know, see what they look like and sound like in the flesh, not through Facebook or Instagram. How about spend some time on the right activities? Remember, you can easily get sucked up in a virtual world, and maybe one day, that is probably how the world will be. You never know the way technology goes. But go and socialize. Start a new hobby that will make you happy. Go and expand your horizons, as they say. When you go and learn something brand new, goes back to what I was saying about launching your own product or own idea. And without contradicting myself about what I've been saying the whole thing about, you know, turn the whole online world off for a bit, maybe you actually need the online world to get you going. Maybe you want to start a YouTube channel and show someone how you cook your favorite meals, or you want to have a gardening channel on YouTube. Hey, do it. Why not? You can use internet to learn something. Instead of going and watch the cute little puppies fawn over each other, I know it's nice, isn't it? It's cute, but there is a huge difference between continually scrolling down your Facebook newsfeed compared to reading a story about someone you admire that, you know, got started in the area, the niche that you're trying to get yourself into, learn how they got the idea started, got themselves to where they are today. Learn something. So where are your thoughts right now? Maybe you're quite happy to spend your evening playing Red Dead Redemption, taking Arsenal to the Champions League on FIFA. Hey, why not? Having a session on Gears of War. There is literally nothing wrong with that at all. I'm happy. Go and do it. I'd do it. You know, even players Arsenal on FIFA, they need the help. But if you are doing that night after night before taking yourself off to bed, to then drag yourself out to go to the job, the J-O-B as they call it, jump out of bed. You know, the job you don't even like. Can you truly say you're both happy and spend your time in the right way for you? What could you possibly be doing instead in that free time to make your life better? To give it some meaning and purpose, if, you know, if you're not really happy deep down. Maybe you're stuck at the moment. stuck in a routine, not sure how to break out of it? Do you have a dream, an idea that you'd like to chase but not sure how to get started? And all of this is okay because the fact that you acknowledge it, that's enough to say you want to do something about it. So you have the power and the energy to try and make something in the real world exist. I'm not saying throw your Xbox in a skip, but how about you spend more time towards yourself and something that shows what you're capable of. And, you know, maybe you've got that pixelated jet in GTA that you get to fly around and probably crash just for fun. But how about, you know, one day having your own jet made of your own real metal? Why not? You are the true hero of this story. The hero of this adventure. The hero of your journey. And as the author of your story, you owe it to yourself to make it an absolute bestseller. Now, don't forget, you can book your free 30-minute LDL call with me. Head over to ldlcall.com, book your slot. I'll call you live and direct. Remember, there are no call centers used here. And let's see what the Learn to Live method can do for you. And I'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.